Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castle Crusade's actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, and one of them is cooler than the other. We all use he, him pronouns. Right now, one Vons is wondering, still trying to figure out why the beer is weak, and maybe wondering where Grix went. And Cool Vons is just trying to figure out how crystals hold up rocks.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse is just like really glad to be home. So glad. Just like melty cuddle pile with her, one of her spouses and children.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy is being struck by how much Aramith looks like Erisine. Drunkenly.
What could go wrong?
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student slash pilot thing. Whatever. Grix is possibly going to jail, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, what's Steamboat Willie up to?
Drinking.
Good times.
Hey, if you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice, or possibly write our Wikipedia page. Now's your chance.
Or rate us on IMDb.
Or rate us on IMDb. Yeah.
Why not? Wait, that means that we can all have our own IMDb pages, because we are...
No, thank you.
Need to update my headshots. I don't have any, so it'll be really easy.
This is great. I'm stoked.
At any rate, it would be very reaffirming, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. And it helps people find us. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Totally putting this shit on the website.
Focus up.
Yep, come back around.
So, what happened last time is we got back to the arcs and season two started. Welcome to all of our new listeners. As of last episode, we returned to the brewery that we own. The Fermenting Fox is quite busy, but everyone, like, nobody was really drunk, just kind of there and nursing beers. Wealthy and Vons went to talk to Lucky at the bar. Apparently, the Arcs running out of power either got worse, or it becoming public made everybody freak out and demand action. And so now we are orbiting the Earth down in the clouds all the time. The beer is, and I quote, bad, and Vons and Wealthy had a bit of a fit about it. Everyone who's not overly familiar with what the beer is supposed to be like seems fine with it.
Yeah, people drink Coors too.
Cool Vons asked the important questions about what does it mean that the Arcs is losing power, and also, how does the power work, and also, what is going on at all? And he got some okay answers as everyone got slightly more drunk. Jesse got home with Frymeath after having to make a longer than usual commute. All of the neighborhoods are on lockdown, so everybody has to wait while they're going between neighborhoods. But she ran into Young Whiskey, who filled her in on what's going on. At home, she told her spouse's Happiness and Hank about what's going on and introduced them to Frymeath, who will be staying with them for a while because he's from somewhere else and doesn't have a home. When Jesse told Happiness about the attempt to create the cure, she immediately ran off back to the brewery to talk to the magic users about the cure. So that'll be very exciting for her to get involved in that. Then back at the brewery, Grix ran out when he saw Aramith, their dead friend's mother, who looks very similar to her, and because he had a little panic attack. And Wealthy drunkenly asked Aramith if she was okay since Erisine died. which was a lot. And then in the street, while Grix was having his panic attack, he got arrested. And then we had a cliffhanger. And now you're up to date. Congratulations.
Yay.
All right. Grix.
No, don't start with me.
Why not?
Nothing. No, I got nothing.
I'm trying to subvert my own trope of always starting with the least conflict-filled storyline. So, Grix,
yeah.
You're on the street.
Yeah.
You're drunk.
Yeah.
To the point that it's apparently affecting your facial recognition faculties. Not once, kids. Not even once. Just avoid all statistics. And there is a tall man with a wild mane of hair and a long coat striding towards you, who said you were under arrest. He's not at you yet, though. What do you do?
I don't recognize him.
You do.
Oh, I do.
This is Agent Ironfur, who you last encountered when doing an investigation that turned into sabotage of the flying, sailboat escape ship that a certain cabal of wonderful people had been putting together.
Did I sabotage it?
You did. You specifically went and broke stuff. You stole a bunch of relogen. You turned down the efficiency of the engine and you broke the helm.
Did I? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry.
Aaron's just so pleased.
I love this.
Hey, hi. How can I help you? You said something about restfulness? What?
Okay, he's there now. It's at least twice your height.
Yeah.
Looks down and says, said you're under arrest for the destruction of evidence and tampering with crime scene.
Oh. I mean, I didn't destroy any evidence. Like, evidence was all still there.
You actually took several items from the crime scene.
Yeah, but that was back. That was like redundant evidence.
That's not how evidence works.
Yeah, it is. Like if the criminals got, 50 tons of gold.
Are you going to come with me?
Am I going to? I don't know. Depends where we are.
Cooperatively, or do I need to put manacles on you and take you that way?
Do you even have manacles that'll fit me?
Kind of shows some that are hanging off his belt under the coat and says, they're magical and adjust. We thought about that.
I'll come. I'll come along.
Thank you. And you head off through the streets.
All right.
And eventually, Agent Ironfur waves, well, not waves, but shows a certain badge to various guards and gets let through off schedule. And the people are also let through with him because why start a riot when you don't have to? And you are eventually taken to command the district that all of the government is run out of and taken down as relative on the arcs, but it feels like pretty deep down, and shown into what you are pretty sure is an interrogation room. Large stone table, chair on each side, some sort of... Well, actually, Grix, make a make an intelligence check and add two.
Well, with the adding two, 14. 15.
Oof.
Yeah, rolled a two.
Yep, with four stone walls, ceiling, couple lights, and you're let in there, and the door is locked from the outside.
Mm.
And you are left to sit. Meanwhile, Wealthy...
Mm-hmm.
Vons, Cool Vons, / Gatsby, Steamboat Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Think that's the list? You're all in the Fermenting Fox, Vons' brewery / taproom / alchemy shop, which is... Vons is a real hands-off manager. Much to the possible chagrin of his sister. But yeah, you're all drinking. You have priority access to remaining liquor and or stronger beers, although they are being poured semi-discreetly for you. That's not irritate the other people who, in this rich tapestry of a world, really miss, beers that take a long time to brew, like I assume dark beers are, based on what you said last time.
please tell me that Aramith found something else she needed to do and went away.
I mean... She cares about you, and you were freaking out, and are clearly very drunk.
Oh, no.
So she's still there. I think one of the last things that happened is you told her she smelled really good.
She did. Yeah, well, I ended up with my face in her chest.
Sometimes with height differences, you miscalculate how hugs are going to work out and things happen.
Okay, so Wealthy is drunk, but she's not so drunk that she doesn't remember what happened the last time she was drunk around a Mavenwy. So she's going to...
I mean, did roll that you were drunk. This will be really easy, but make an intelligence check.
Oh, God. 13 plus 10 is 23 plus 2 is 25.
Okay. You don't do the thing where you're buzzed and forget just the wrong thing to forget at that moment. Okay. So yes, you do remember what happened last time you were drunk around me.
Yeah.
It went great and there weren't any problems. No, I don't understand why you're worried about this.
It wasn't embarrassing or awkward ever.
It wasn't like middle school at all.
So I'm going to sit back and I'm gonna pull the beer towards me and I'm gonna say, I'm sorry, that was very inappropriate.
It's okay, dear. You've been through a stressful experience and, well, you're drunk.
It's been a long time since I had beer.
I don't suppose you guys found beer on the surface?
No, and I pull my sleeve up and I look at it and I go, shit. Because Cedroa doesn't appear on me anymore. Damn it.
I mean, you're thinking about this. Would you want Cedroa to appear?
No, not really. I just was like, I was drunk. Okay, leave it alone. So I say, we ran into some weird things and some weird shit happened, and I may or may not be possessed, and I may or may not owe my soul to an underlord. But other than that, we're doing fine. It was a good trip.
I think you did mention Acetan last time.
Yeah, I may have mentioned Acetan last time.
Was that the Acetan you mentioned?
Yeah. Me and Grix, we're in trouble. So we'll figure it out.
Man, you're really blowing up Grix's spot.
What kind of trouble? Because Acetan, as we know them, is currently the enigmatic owner of a mining company.
Huh?
And you're suddenly implying something very different.
Yeah, that's confusing. I drink more beer. We just kind of, you know, like signed away our soul so we could get out of a hell dimension. It was nothing. We'll take care of it.
She doesn't look like she believes you.
There's no reason she should. we're handling the problem. We haven't signed anything yet. We just, you know, like made a gentleman's agreement.
Narrator, they did sign things.
Did we?
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Including at a different time.
I was screaming at my I was screaming when I listened to that episode.
I just went along with Grix, but
No, there was nothing. Yeah. It was nothing. Bad.
You didn't read it very closely.
No, we didn't at all.
But you know the being I am currently sharing a body with, who may or may not be possessing me, that being eats evil. So I figure if they get close to the Dark Lord of an Underdimension, that's got to be pretty evil, right? And then it'll get something to eat because it hasn't had anything to eat in a long time. And every time we get close to corrupted. Every time we get next to somebody who's corrupted, it says that the corrupted isn't evil. And so I'm a little confused by that, and it's really hungry, and I feel bad that I get to eat and it doesn't. So we're working on that.
So you also feel a need to go find your evil, apparently.
Yeah, he needs to eat. I don't know why I call it he. It needs to eat some evil. And we just haven't been able to find anything that's suitable for it. The genie would have been. It would have really wanted to eat the genie, but the genie apparently made its escape, and it's no longer in this dimension. Which I was not in this dimension for a while, and that kind of sucked. They're not as nice as you might think they might be.
Honey, are you sure you have this handled all on your own?
Yeah, we'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, when I start talking about it, it seems like a lot. But Sidora says that, you know, that when it gets stronger, it can make me stronger. So I figure, you know, something good might come out of this. Don't worry.
She looks over at Steamboat Willie and Gatsby and Vons, and it's just like, do you agree with Wealthy's conclusion about this? Are you sure you all don't need help?
Oh, I don't know. I just got here. I don't know anything about this. That's the other me.
Give me your gut feeling as an outsider to the situation, then.
It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good.
I never thought I would hear Wit say that in any of his characters.
Do Vons and Gatsby have any response?
We don't remember anything about a hell dimension.
Well, you now know as much as I do, so.
Sounds bad? Yeah.
Wealthy, she turns back to you and you get a C look.
Yeah, it's a problem, but you know, we always work everything out, except, you know, when your mother killed Erisy.
Oh, I saw that part.
That was bad. We could have used some help then, but...
Oh, believe me, I wish I'd been there.
Is little bitch dead yet? She should be dead. I threw magic candy at her one time. She didn't melt, but it would have been nice.
That does sound therapeutic. Sorry I had to be the distraction instead of getting to stay. But as far as I know, she is still rotting in a jail cell.
Good.
My father checks in on that fairly regularly, so...
Good.
Okay. The night progresses. Jesse, are you doing anything in particular at home?
Besides snuggling? Probably not.
I'm just like, no, not really. I mean, what the only thing I'll say is, I don't think I'm doing anything specific, but I'll just remind you that you did have, you had happiness go.
Yeah. Go towards the fermenting fox. All right. Rick continues to sit. Yep. You've been there for about hour and a half by now. No one has come in.
Does anyone notice at the fermenting fox that Grix is missing?
Good question. Everyone who's in the fermenting fox, make a wisdom check. Wealthy, subtract d6.
Okay.
Who am I rolling for first? I just
16.
Rolled. Choose one or the other.
Okay, well, that's a one of them got it rolled a 2. The other rolled a 3. Let's hope those are the lowest rolls of the day.
All right. Given that wisdom's not a prime for either of you, and listening doesn't apply.
Uh-huh.
And then Steamboat Willie, what did you
get? They're just vibing in wildly different ways.
Oh, sorry,
ways.
I should roll 2 because I am there, yeah.
And it's a busy place.
Hey, that's pretty good. 23.
All right, Wealthy got a 16.
Yep.
Steamboat Willie and only Steamboat Willie.
Uh-huh.
Your counterpart has been gone a long time.
Mm.
After having a little panic attack and heading outside.
Hey, did Grix go home? Where's home? Like, where am I supposed to sleep, actually?
Oh, we got a house. We can let you guys come stay with us. Yeah. You gotta be aware of the bread, though, because it does try to kill you. I can't figure out why.
Did he go somewhere? Did he, like, leave? I don't know.
Wealthy, this is the first you're hearing of Grix being gone.
I didn't see him leave. Oh, I saw Aristique. No, nope. Aramith. Aramith. I can't ever remember the name, but I'm drunk. No, I didn't see anything, but I do remember he made the weirdest noise, and then he was gone. So, I don't know.
Do we look for
him? Maybe we ought to go looking for him. You know, in case there's something going on.
Yeah.
Maybe he's been, he might be in jail or in a morgue or something like that. I don't know. That would suck. Jail would be better. Jail would be better, but the morgue would really suck. And I don't want Grix to be in the morgue because I don't know if I can afford rent on the place that we're living in without a roommate. And I don't want to Grix is a good roommate. So let's go find him.
That's your concern? Okay.
That's such a drunk person thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, incredible.
I apparently do drunk well then.
God, you're very good at pretending to be drunk.
Incidentally, Wealthy,
mm-hmm.
make an additional constitution check. And actually, everyone else who's there also make con checks. I know this is fun and exciting for all of you.
That would be... Do I?
Your con is not
My con is plus one. That's a 22.
Here, I rolled a 3 and a 6. That's not real high for either characters.
I'm a halfling. I'm very hardy.
And then Steamboat Willie, how'd you do?
Doing great. Rolled an 18 on the die. That's like a 25.
Okay. Steamboat Willie, you're good. These people are amateurs. Well, if you've held that heavy buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
And Vons and Gatsby, you are both at buzzed.
Okay.
Which is same as heavy buzzed, except for the way Kelly is playing.
I see we broke out the drunk tables.
Just giving you an idea. All right. You guys are going to go. You're going to find Grix. This is going to be great. A gnome bursts in the door at running speed and yells out, "Which one of you is Vons and which one of you is Wealthy?"
I stick my hand up in the air. I'm Wealthy!
She runs over to you, grabbing someone else's chair as they were about to sit in it, causing them to fall on their ass. Pulls it up next to your table, hops up, and says, "My wife says you're working on a cure. Tell me everything."
Who are you?
You've definitely heard Jesse talk a lot about happiness. Like, a lot.
I'm happy. I'm happy. Good job. I tried to fuse happiness and Jesse into one word. Did not work. For many, many reasons. I'm happiness. I'm Jesse's wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're using honey. We need lots of honey, and Vons would really be able to tell you a lot more. He's an alchemist, and he's been the one distilling things. But we managed to get somebody, we managed to cure somebody of the corruption. Yeah, it was something.
By now, both Vonses have sunk back into the crowd, Homer in a bush style.
Both Vonses. Well, we'll go one at a time. Vons number one, aka Prime Vons.
Uh huh.
Make a dexterity check.
Okay, well, that one, okay, this die is progressively rolling a little higher. I got a 10 on that one, so 20-something?
26, 27, or that's not right. Whatever, a high number.
Yeah, plus whatever his stealthy shit does. Then other Vons.
Gatsby, cool Vons, Green Day Vons.
18 for him.
18 total, or on the die?
Well, on the die.
Okay. The Vonses have disappeared into the crowd.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're keen on observing, but...
Okay, so you guys, like, slip a few tables away. You got keen hearing. You can still hear. Gatsby's really feeling all those rogue levels he picked up. Okay, so
yeah,
Vons
he's
is
digging that.
Better. Wealthy just gave a... Definitely.
I start looking around. Where in the hell is Vons? And Gatsby Vons. Do I see them?
I'm going to say, to not completely undermine their success, that no, you do not.
Oh, fuck. I don't know where they went, but Arvons, he would know a lot about the alchemy process. I'm too drunk to tell you about it right now, because there was a lot of teaching, and I didn't understand all of it, but I was helpful. I just don't remember very much right now. So I'm kind of drunk. Well, but we needed honey. We need lots of honey. And we ended up, you know, we got honey from the other side of the mountain. And then that wasn't going to be enough to do anything. So we went searching for honey. And we found honey in a valley on that continent's name that I can't remember. And we found lots of bees, and we're gonna send down some beekeepers, and they're gonna start setting up lots of bees and hives, and they'll bring I don't think it'll be an industrial level of honey, but you know, we'll have some honey and we'll be able to change people. But we did it. We did it once. Shad he's really an elf, but you know,
who's Shad?
He was the one we caught somebody who was corrupted, and there were mentions of torture and possible Geneva Convention violations. That's the word, violations. And I put my foot down and I said no torture. So we had to ask him if we could torture him, and he was okay with that.
We'll see.
And so
no, keep going. I don't want to cut you off.
And when I don't remember what we were doing, but we ended up smearing him with some honey, and he did not like that. And we thought, well, maybe that's something we need to do. And so we did some experiments and figured out, yeah, honey distilled the right way would maybe save the guy. And so we went on a quest for honey, and we did a lot of questing, and we avoided a lot of side quests. And then we found the honey, and we brought it back, and we distilled it down, and we gave it to Shad, and he's an elf now.
Okay, I have a million questions.
Vons!
Vons, your friend yells for you. What do you do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does other Vons do?
Cool Vons, while cool, would probably still wonder, like, okay, also he doesn't actually know that much about this topic, so he's learning too. He's hanging out watching and observing other Vons.
Roughly there for like all of
but you guys bounced over to the forward operating base.
Yeah, I think that this is the first time he's hearing about all the Geneva Convention shit.
That too.
Oh yeah.
What? Was he?
No, he wasn't there for the Geneva Convention shit.
That was before y'all left.
That was back when Aerosene was alive.
Yeah, but where was he?
This is Green Day Vons / Cool Vons, so. On another plane.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I didn't hear that.
It's all good. I like that Cool Vons is sticking, by the way.
Yeah, he's taking this opportunity to observe other Vons and see.
And then. So he's taking this opportunity to observe what? I'm sorry.
Observing the original recipe Vons.
Interesting.
He's hearing about these Geneva Convention things and wondering, like, well, okay, so there's like a lot of backstory here.
Yeah. All right. And then Steamboat Willie, what are you doing? Because you guys were going to go search for Grix. And then Wealthy is being accosted by the wife of your traveling companion with pretty legitimate questions. So accosting is a strong word.
It's questions and they know each other. Like, I don't need to rescue her from that.
I wasn't thinking so much about that part of it as that you guys were going to go look for Grix.
Yeah. No, that's probably important. Here's the thing. Wit would strongly suggest just sending a rat.
But Steamboat Willie doesn't know about rats.
Exactly, yeah. So that would be my Wit's first thought, but that's on hold.
Sending a rat where?
To Grix.
Around.
Oh, okay. Because
you can just tell them to find somebody, and then they have their network.
I get it. It's great talking to you, but I need to, we're looking for our friend, and
real quick, Wealthy,
he disappeared. What?
Make a wisdom check.
Fuck.
Subtract a d6.
That's a nat 1.
Whoa.
You lose track of time during this conversation.
Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So the rest of you, two other things. Make an intelligence check.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay, I'm going to use a different dice for this. That is a 9 plus 10 is 19, 21.
Okay, so you've lost track of time. You're doing a pretty good job filling in the blanks when happiness asks you. And then last but not least, I need you to make a charisma check.
Here. Ah, that's a 15 plus 10 is 25.
Good job. You managed to keep your voice down.
Oh, God.
While talking about a cure for the corruption in the middle of a crowded bar. Okay. So the rest of you...
Well, what's wrong with that? People have been trying to cure the corruption for forever.
Yes, but like knowing that someone has it would probably invite a lot of questions and attention. It's not a bad thing necessarily, but we need a lot of attention turned directly your way.
We already have a lot of attention directed our way.
Yes, but not so much from random people.
I'm saying I don't like attention.
Yeah. Jesse just wants to do her job and go home.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so both Fonz's and Steamboat Willie. Wealthy just keeps going on and on and on. This is fine. You can all keep doing what you're doing. But if you're going to go look for Grix right now, then you will be, Wealthy will be lagging behind a bit. So what would you like to do?
A bit.
Wait, I don't know where I'm going. Yeah, I would wait for Wealthy to be done. Also, because I don't presume that there's a problem.
So that's
like,
fair,
We're in the, safe city, and yeah, people are sad, but, I don't know. People are allowed to wander off. Grix hasn't been home in a month.
Yeah.
Or two.
Four.
Maybe six.
No, it can't remotely have been that long. I refuse to believe that.
We were on the ocean for so long.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, months, no, I don't believe it.
Fonzai. What you doing? Still just observing and listening?
Observing, listening. Yeah, we want to know, original recipe wants to know why this woman's so interested. The one who was asking Wealthy. And
please, can you just pretend that you have ever listened to anything that Jesse has said? Because she talked, I've established that she talks about her wife constantly.
Mm-hmm. Constantly.
Mm-hmm. Constantly.
The only reason I asked who she was because she didn't identify herself.
I've never seen her.
And I skipped the bit. I must have missed the bit about Jesse about her.
Oh yes, she definitely identified herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, I missed that clue.
Sorry, I just.
and at some point, your memory is jogged by Happiness mentions offhand, working for your Bjartels, and that. Access to the lab, their resources, could we recreate this at my work, something like
that. Oh, now he's curious.
Okay, but you're still in surveillance mode?
Yeah, I don't know what Vons is going to do about that, because, Vons has conspiracy brain. Mm-hmm. Bjartels is right there at the top of his conspiracy brain all the time. He thinks you guys have the cure and you're keeping it to yourselves.
Yeah. Fonz gets his little notepad out.
We really, really don't.
I don't think you do. I think Fonz has got conspiracy brain, and you can't really do much with somebody who's got conspiracy brain. They vote for assholes. And we'll have to, introduce this topic to him. He might not want to, but he might want to because, he wants to get in and see what you guys have got. I don't know. But he's real smart and he knows what he's doing. And we did cure somebody with corruption and now he's an elf.
I would like to also remind everyone in this conversation, you have a bunch of papers from Bjartels currently. Mm-hmm. a lot of research from the Bjartels CEO.
Yeah.
Yes, are we carrying it around with us?
I
thought that was just part of the Jenkins' lab set up with the college students and just
No, no, no. What I'm saying is you have already worked with Bjartels on this part of the cure.
You already have most of the information they have.
Right.
Yeah. I just genuinely wanted to remind everyone that you have worked with Bjartels already.
Yeah.
And Vons the CEO.
Yes, and Vons did like the CEO, even if he doesn't necessarily always remember that he liked the CEO.
Right.
So I drunkenly remember this suddenly, and I say, oh yeah, we did meet up with what's his name, your CEO. I don't remember his name anymore. And he was a nice guy, and Vons really liked him, even though he's very suspicious of a lot of things. We got some paperwork. I don't know where it is right now. It's not on me. I start patting my skirt and no, I don't have it, but it's around somewhere and somebody's using it. And maybe Vaughn's left it down on the surface and the Jenkies have it right now. I don't know.
Okay.
We should do more introducing of what all these things are for any potential new listeners, because we've said a lot of things here.
The Jenkis are down on the ground. They are doing research. They're clones of each other and also reincarnations. Don't worry about it.
They're my professor. They're my magic professor at university.
Jenkins. He
calls me Madam Wizard.
Yes.
Biartels is a series of, you know, essentially drugstores. Definitely not named after anything real. How dare you?
Mm-mm.
No.
That also is a pharmaceutical company.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, well, Vons really doesn't like them because he felt like they were driving him out of business. Or at least, you know, ripping everyone off. As yeah. opposed to his box on a corner, home style remedies.
Mm-hmm.
Please let's not describe any of the things that used to be sold in that box on the corner. Which contained
many interesting ingredients we will not go into. But eventually they tracked down the CEO and talked to him and got all his notes rather easily and cooperatively.
Like, so incredibly easily and cooperatively.
The guy was a bit of a nut.
He was kind of a pushover.
It's a strange time to roll 20.
The president or vice president, whatever, second in command of the company. Well,
I scared the living shit out of him.
And then Wealthy intimidated the shit out of him. It was core to them figuring out good like delivery methods and such for working on the cure. But they didn't have a lot of information on the contents of the cure itself.
Because
they couldn't find anything that didn't just, you know, kill the corrupted creature. Which
burn them from the inside out.
Yeah, not ideal. And the grad students are grad students. And therefore completely interchangeable with each other. By which I mean not at all, but...
They have names.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the grad students.
It doesn't matter what their names are.
They operate as a collective.
They're a sort of think tank.
But all right. So y'all are having these conversations until you look up and realize that the bar is closing out. So it's roughly 2 a.m. So Grix, Ironfur takes you to the holding room and leaves you there. This is the... clarify, because I realize there is a difference that I should mention. You are not at the Department of Investigations. You are at a holding interrogation, insert question marks as preferred terminology here, thing that is closer to both the ARCS Intelligence Division and the jail/prison area on the ARCS. The ARCS is not really big enough to have a standalone prison anywhere. There's just higher security. You have also been here, or at least know, that Aristique is in here somewhere. And presumably Krike, her dragonborn accomplice is a strong word, because he flipped on her pretty hard as soon as she killed a granddaughter in front of him. But yeah. Associate in crimes.
Sure.
But all right, so you are there. It's a simple room, stone table built into the floor, as many pieces of furniture are on the ARCS. Two chairs that are not as built into the floor. Because, you know, you need to be able to dramatically toss the chair to the side to prove a point, I guess. And, or, you know, people are different sizes and shapes, but that's a less fun explanation. There are just four.
You also got to be able to turn it around and, you know, have a heart-to-heart talk.
Yes. Sorry, I was imagining Iron Fur in a backwards baseball cap, which was kind of funny. And then I was imagining Purity doing the backward baseball cap thing, and that was extremely funny.
That just sounds adorable.
It does.
Yeah. All right. So, poor Purity. She is 19 at most and out of her depth entirely.
She's how old?
When you met her, she was like 18. She had just started doing this job.
No, yeah. What?
Yes, actually, she's super
young.
It's been said, and everyone freaked out last time that we said this too.
I think. Was a while ago.
What?
No, yeah. Purity is being thrown to the wolves, basically, in terms of job experience. Her life is tough.
I thought she was like 40.
No.
I thought she was like secure.
Nope, Purity's not kid. She's doing
and like
best.
I remember Aerosene even being like, you're 19, you're 18? Oh shit, you're a baby.
Oh, I've treated her poorly.
Oh no.
Well, just, I mean, like, you know,
you put a lot on her.
Yeah, put a lot on her. Okay, fair enough. All right.
I mean, in your defense, it's hard.
I mean, it is her job.
It is.
also, it's hard to tell, you know, how old people are when you're a different race than them.
And when you're playing in an unvisual medium.
Anyway.
Well, she didn't sound 19, Ian, and that's on you. No, no.
I'll work at jumping my voice an octave. And
I will say she always sounded young.
I like your pure. I like your. I love your purity voice.
Her voice drifted, which makes me sad. Only because I used to be better at making her sound as nervous as she was supposed to be. But maybe she's grown as a person.
Well, she's at least. I think she's just gotten too tired to like sound as nervous as she used to.
Also true. Purity has replaced all of the water in her body with coffee. It is extremely unhealthy. But, all right. But so, you are in this room, playing four walls. You have been left to sit, you think, because a significant amount of time goes by. Not bananas, but, you know, it's not just, oh, Iron Fur went to go get his notebook and is going to come back now. Make an intelligence check for me, please.
20.
That's prime for you.
Trying to remember what should have said
challenge level. No, you're good. I'm trying to remember what the challenge level I set for this is. All right, but you get at least a +2 to this. So you're looking around the room and you realize something. One of these stone walls is, in a shocking twist, not just a stone wall. It is, in fact, an illusion over a window.
Oh.
For people to say, watch in and.
Well, actually, should have gotten a +2 then to that roll.
+2. Yeah. So, yeah, you got a functional 22. God, that hard. That rule is hard to implement in a way that's not just like, by the way, there's an illusion here. But, yeah.
You just got to have a sticky note.
Yeah.
Like how Aracene was always entitled to a check for superpowers.
I try to always do your +2.
Yeah.
I think it's still just a +2. Might have gone off. You leveled enough. But anyway. So. Yeah, you see a window. It appears to be made.
+3. It is +3.
Okay. So you get a functional 23, which means you definitely get it. So, yeah, you see the window, plain as day. You also, as a good illusionist, know that as long as you don't obviously look at anyone on the other side of it, they have no way to know that you saw through the illusion, because this would be an enchanted object. It's not like the caster is going to be like, that thing I enchanted 10 years ago, someone has defeated it, and I must send a rat immediately. You also notice with your trained city engineer eye that is a thick-ass window.
Uh-huh.
It appears to be made of extremely clear quartz, would be your guess. Or maybe diamond, you can't really tell.
Wow.
But it looks like it is, you would guess, at least a foot thick. And there is soft lines of gray in it, which actually make an intelligence check again.
Worse. 17, but 20 if it's an illusion.
Say, not illusion based this time. You would guess that the gray might be threading lead through parts of it.
Huh.
Because you know both thick stone and lead can mess with magical spells. Let's say that.
So I probably couldn't teleport out of here.
You would guess, I'll just continue your intelligence check. You would guess based on a little bits you know. I don't think you worked on a lot of secured areas, but you would guess there's a lot of stuff in here, in command in general. And especially in interrogation and like jail areas, that is specifically designed to defeat magic, especially big stuff like teleporting.
Yeah, fair. Or like message type stuff or.
Yeah.
Scry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Say, there's not a lot of magic users in the city, but still, yeah. At least enough to make it so stuff doesn't work very well.
Sure.
Your skill, that might still work, but. But yeah, so you are left to sit for a while. And then after. That result is too high. No one's going to make you wait for 5 hours for this. After about 2 hours, you see someone go into the observation area and make a charisma check for me. Or I guess I'm using charisma for, do you know this person? So make a charisma check for me to see if you recognize this person.
That has been a weird mechanic, but I don't hate it. 18, prime.
Okay. You do not know who this person is. You see that they are look to be of dwarven lineage and are studying you very intently. And approximately 60 seconds later, Iron Fur comes in and goes and sits down across from you. And actually, Rix, do one more thing for me. Or actually, we can get the audience involved, by which I mean the other players. Adam, roll a d10 for me.
6.
Okay. And Kelly, also roll a d10 for me.
8.
Okay. Okay. No one else comes in, at least for now. So, Iron First sits down across from you. Again, big guy. Beard, big bushy hair. Has removed his fedora because he is inside and he is not a barbarian, damn it. And isn't smoking, so, you know, good for him. He's made it 5 minutes or whatever. He just gives you a long level look and says, we should discuss why you're here.
Yeah.
You may remember the last time we met was next to a giant flying ship that was being built in secret by various high up members of Ark Society, one of whom had just murdered her granddaughter, which was really the bigger concern.
Yeah.
In the moment.
Yeah.
You may remember that I explicitly informed you that it was a crime scene.
Yes. Yeah, because we were the ones that were there getting victimed.
Yeah. So you were familiar with the fact that it was a crime scene.
Yes.
You then took several steps to intentionally damage and sabotage the large, giant, magical vehicle, the likes of which none of us have ever seen.
Yeah.
The entire thing of which would be considered evidence, along with all of its subcomponents, depending on technical you or your lawyers want to get. So you damaged a giant piece of evidence, and you also removed a whole bunch of things from said crime scene.
Yeah.
Including bottles of Relogen and control crystals.
Yeah, all that's true. Because I didn't want the bad evil people to abandon us and take all the resources from the city. Yes. And like I told you, I was doing it in a way I could fix. That's all good.
Well, you see, removing things from a crime scene, tampering with evidence, is still illegal.
Well, but we needed those things.
You're a city engineer. You likely could have requisitioned similar things through legitimate channels.
But it was right there, and that was exactly what we needed.
Griggs, make a wisdom check to read Iron for right now.
You're gonna have to do it.
That's real high. 26.
One, this man looks extremely irritated. Two, you've been catching flashes of this. So he's just saying, yes, I understand and admit I did all these things that were crimes.
I'm saying I did those things. I don't think that they're crimes.
Can say a small amount of incredulity that you are, not that he's really trying to set a trap, but that you are like stepping on every rake in front of you from a legal perspective. But okay.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. As an investigator whose job it is to understand people's reasoning for why they do things that are illegal, I understand your reasoning. However, doesn't change the fact that you did those things. Doesn't change the fact that ARC's laws in general are pretty clear about this, and the fact that you went and skiffed town a couple weeks later isn't great either.
Well, we had to go cure the corruption.
You had to what?
We had to, you know, go cure the corruption. We needed Relodrin and crystals.
He writes something down on his notepad. Grix, make another wisdom check, but this isn't about Iron Fur.
A wisdom check?
Yes.
Oh, wow. High again. 25.
All right. That person observing you looks very interested in the whole, we just cured the corruption thing. And getting that high lets you know that that is a bit of a predatory look.
Oh. That's probably not good.
Probably not. let's see.
Bit of an understatement there. Yeah. So,
just a touch.
So the other thing you have to understand is that you really fucked us over. You may have noticed that the Arx is currently flying far below where it normally would.
Yeah.
This is not just because we got bored of things like sunshine and crops growing.
Oh.
It's because the Arx core is failing, which I'm hoping someone fills you in on.
Oh, well, we knew about that was happening for a long time.
Okay, it's failing to an extreme extent now, to the point that we had to lower it, or we were going to risk just running out of power very, very quickly.
Yeah, that same bad group of people who made the ship are the same ones who were hiding that it was failing.
And one of them is currently in jail forever and not particularly talking.
Yeah.
And the other ones we are investigating in due time. However, you screwed up the only lifeboat we have off this rock.
Well, but it won't fit everyone.
That doesn't matter. Even if we use it to ferry people somewhere safe, even if we use it to say, save the children and some people who could take care of them.
Oh, I didn't think about the children.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because
it's funny. Please, won't it's
somebody
true.
Think of the children?
Yeah. I never think about the children.
I do. I mean, two.
I'm only six, so.
It's true.
So I thought you were seven. Whatever. You're not very old. I know that.
I'm probably seven by now.
You're probably seven by now.
We've been recording for 2 years.
Yeah. Three.
Three. And change. And a half.
Something like that. Yeah. Is it? Okay.
It's been a while.
I guess so.
It's been 4 years since we've started recording. Yeah, we started recording right. November of 2020.
Woo.
Yay.
And everything's just been up and up in the world the entire time. Well, children like my nephew would really like you to think about them next time.
I'm burned. Sorry, nephew.
I'll pass it on. Because you see, I knew you were upset. I knew you'd been involved in the crime. I knew you were trying to help.
Yeah.
I knew you were a city engineer.
Yeah.
So I figured I could trust you.
Yeah.
I explicitly checked to make sure. You actually volunteered before I even explicitly checked that you weren't going to steal anything off the ship.
Well, I didn't steal it. I requisitioned it in order to do the curing of the disease.
You may have noticed that requisitioning usually involves paperwork or at least asking somebody.
Paperwork gets lost.
Flips through his notebook. We also have a report of you doing this in a restricted engineering area to one Chief Engineer Sui Shona.
Well, that was, similar? Yeah, same kind of thing.
You'd be shocked to find out that she was not super thrilled about this development, nor less some of the magical weapons they used to keep various creepy crawlies and, frankly, if we're going to keep using such silly terminology, shreddy killies away from the engineering areas down there.
I'm sorry, I don't remember
I
that
genuinely
term.
I believe
don't
you guys
understand
took
what you're talking
a couple
about.
Of plus one crossbows from there, as well as the containment suits.
We took one plus one crossbow.
Okay.
Because several of us would have been using them if we had them.
I got a plus one crossbow from somewhere.
Yeah.
That's where it's from.
So, yep.
You did not buy it.
And I'm a wizard and I can't use a crossbow, so.
An Aerosene had
anyone can use a crossbow. I'll show you.
Aerosene had a different bow.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, the weapon, the gear.
Yeah. Well, we needed some gear to. I don't even remember what we sold that for. That was to go. Hang on.
That was to go to the ground the first time, I think.
Yep. You guys were like, from the cover.
Yeah, we were going down to the ground to a fact finding mission.
Let's look for Jenkins.
Yeah. Well, she said, the voice in my head.
Narrator.
Which one?
There are so many.
Sorry.
That actually reminds me, who do you have in your arm today? What spell did you cast?
I've got a Curl, and I've got Message is my go-to in the city because it's very handy.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we still consider both those things stealing.
Well, agree to disagree.
That's not how this works. Also, to be frank, again, I get you're upset. I get that you wanted to stop the people you think of as bad people. I'm not disagreeing that they're bad people. Greg's actually make one more wisdom check real quick.
Uh-huh. Ooh, my luck couldn't hold forever. 12, not a prime.
Okay. You get that he is being honest about the I don't disagree they're bad people part. Any other subtext has been lost.
Okay.
But you don't just get to tamper with the crime scene because you're upset. You don't just get to break extremely important evidence because you're upset. And to be frank, the law does not care about your feelings. The judge may, but I'm guessing that they won't. So you may want to rethink how you present what happened before you talk to them. Because we have been trying to fix and reverse engineer this ship, essentially since you left. It's been pretty difficult. You may recall you removed a bunch of control crystals. Not easy to fix, not easy to put back in exactly the way it was, especially in a helm that is mostly unfinished in an engine room that is doing a little better, but not a lot. The bigger problem is that you messed with the engine.
Yeah.
Made it significantly less efficient.
Right.
You may have noticed we're on the verge of falling out of the sky, and currently you left it at about 2% efficiency for adding things, based on the words of experienced engineers. Believe me, I'm not the one who did that math. We have it to about 30% now, which is not nearly good enough. Because currently,
Currently
we're going to try to dump all the relogen we can into the city's core to keep us running a little while longer while we figure the rest of this out.
That doesn't seem efficient.
It's more efficient than nothing.
Hmm.
It's currently what we're facing. And if we are up here for too many more months, we get to face the possibility of turning off the sun crystal on the bottom of the arcs that keeps things from getting in through the tunnels below.
Oh, yeah. Well, we shouldn't do that. We should go land on the ground somewhere and sort it all out.
Have you ever landed a giant mountain?
No, but...
Do you know how this is piloted?
No, but I know how it's lifted-ish, kind of. Yeah, no, fair. But yeah, I don't know. It can't be that hard to land. It took off once. Land's even easier.
A bunch of people died during the takeoff.
Well, that's because things were eating them, wasn't it?
No, they also lifted off a giant mountain.
Oh.
Granted, things were also eating them. You are not incorrect in history. There was a breach. A couple of
breaches. Yeah, I've seen the memories.
He doesn't comment on that one. Because Iron Fur remembers he lives in a world of weird-ass magic and is talking to an illusionist who works with memories. You don't, but they can.
fair. I get it. I think that we both made some mistakes here. And
I really haven't.
And I'll be the bigger kobold, and I'll say I'm sorry that I made things harder for you. And now you say.
Grix, roll a charisma check to influence the reaction roll I'm about to make. It probably won't save you, but at least we can try.
24.
On a prime.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nope, that was still pretty bad.
Yep.
You reduced the penalty on that roll. It was still a pretty bad penalty. The growl you hear coming out of his throat is not super loud, but it's more than loud enough for you to hear.
Oh.
And it doesn't sound quite like a human growl. So that's fun.
Yeah, he did have something weird in his eyes, right?
Yeah.
He's like wolfy.
Gonna say he's got golden eyes. I'm so glad you could be such a good person for us.
Yep.
Well, maybe you can use that to argue for why we shouldn't keep you in jail forever. Well, not forever, but not for weeks or months or maybe years. And don't worry, there's going to be a big fine on top of that, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, what if I just fix the thing?
You can talk to the judge about that. It's not my place to make that call.
It could be.
No, I wasn't expecting the conversation to go this way, but Greg, do you see this guy's eye twitch? And then he takes out a cigarette. It takes a very long drag before he talks again.
Hey, in here with me? I got asthma.
Believe me, it's better than the alternative.
Okay.
I really, really, really should not be your judge. Multitude of reasons that would be unprofessional to get into. And on top of that, because your investigative portion and your judiciary portion should not be run by the same people. This is a terrible idea, which I assume you would know in situations where you aren't trying to get yourself out of trouble.
Yeah, Grix, don't you know anything about judicial philosophy?
I mean, I know not a lot about maritime law, but that's no longer applicable.
That's one of Grix's special interests. Uh-huh. You know, that would track.
Like Wolverine in X-Men comic.
Yeah.
And that killed
sorry.
It.
Sorry. No, just I'm trying to figure out if he would ask you this now, but I think it's too good a place to drop something, so I'm going to do it. Would you be willing to fix the ship?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Probably, yeah.
Also, who do you have that isn't a personal friend that can testify to when you left for the ground?
That's a weird question.
Make another wisdom check real quick before you keep going.
Natural 20.
Perfect.
By definition, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Two things happen. One, you catch Ironford not actually turning, but kind of making a glance back towards the window involuntarily. But, you know, again, not looking, so he doesn't give up what he's doing. But you also see that the person in the window looks a little bit stiffer than they might have a second ago. And slightly alarmed because you're all the natural 20.
Hmm.
How could they tell? They're psychic.
Yeah, lots of people. We actually had like a little mini going away party up on right before we shoved off.
Well, that's good because you see, otherwise you might suspect that you saying that you wanted to control whoever got off the arcs on ship, by which you meant no one, and the fact that the lead engineer who didn't have their mind whammied into oblivion, about day or so after you have said you left for the ground, was very scared about testifying for how to fix the ship, put a protective detail on her because we aren't idiots.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the next morning we found her in her cell with both her hands broken and her tongue cut out.
Oh.
She's still alive.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
Shockingly, she's not willing to talk to us about the ship.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, she can't. Can she?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't. Like, I told you, I wasn't doing anything like that. I wasn't trying to put words in my mouth.
I wasn't. Believe me. I just wanted to make it 100% clear for my case notes. And so if you have alibis you can give me, I can fool you clear out of any suspicion for that, probably. Again.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone tries to super go after you, but as far as my investigation matters, I'd rather.
Yeah, listen to a bunch of people. I'm specifically going to mention Corva, since she ran into me on the hill outside right before.
What?
Didn't Corva run into me outside?
We left for the ground that time through the tunnels.
Corva is still a good alibi for you because she came and helped save your life.
Oh yeah. She did help come and save our save Grix's life that time.
Wait, what?
When we were in the ice centipede part of the tunnel.
That's what I meant. Oh, okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember where it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason, or like what the circumstance was.
Yeah. Yes. No, this was yeah.
Yeah. That was on our way down. Yes.
Good. I'm glad we could clear that part up.
Yeah, me too. So I can go now, right?
Absolutely not. You're still guilty of tampering with evidence. You're still guilty of destroying evidence. You're still guilty of removing it from a crime scene. And you're still guilty of obstructing an investigation.
Yeah.
Someone else out there might be interested in charging you with more, but that's what I came in with.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, bummer.
So are you going to come with me without any issues?
Wait, coming? Where am I coming?
Ian is a child. One second.
Oh, you forgot that we were already in the cell.
No, you were in an interrogation room.
Oh.
My brain was just making dumb jokes about the word coming.
Oh.
That's the first thing that occurred to me too, Ian.
Hooray! No, not just me.
You all keep doing that.
I think it's so fascinating how things. Like the two of you are always on the same wavelength about dirty jokes that like none of the like seemingly none even. Of the rest of us thought were anything.
It's not then, really a dirty joke though.
Say,
it's
I think just Kelly not and I even. Might have the exact same kind of weird thing where the word coming became a joke in our brain at some point, even though it shouldn't be.
And your brain just is like, oh, remember?
It makes every time that word come up an experience in terms of just like, this is dumb. This shouldn't be a joke. Why are you doing this, brain? Why?
Why? This is a perfectly normal, natural word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you are currently in the interrogation room, he's saying.
Got it. So
I'm going to be taking you to your cell.
Got it. Yep. I'll come.
Okay. You get walked to your cell. And then, let's see. Aaron, roll 2d10 for me and just tell me what you get for both.
I got a 3 and then a 1.
All right. All right, Grix, you're being walked out and down to your cell when you see a different person who you know being led away from the cells, looking very sheepish and embarrassed about however they got here, and being led by one Purity Pearl who looks very tired.
Oh.
This person is about the size of a golden retriever and a lizard, and very visible.
What?
Why?
It's
yeah,
Gex.
Why? Well, yeah, but why?
Hey, Gex, what's going on?
Listen. When you're invisible for a really long time, you forget to carry your wallet, and you just try to take food because you're hungry from a store, and then you get in trouble.
Oh.
No.
Well, how do they know it's Gex?
Because he's invisible.
Because he's visible.
I'm visible.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not in
okay.
the scene.
Gex can always hear Wendy.
Yeah, that's true. Purity just goes, it's fine. And he just goes, yeah, sorry. And heads on his way, along with Purity. And Purity does not stay and talk to you, and you get taken to your cell.
And all right.
Put on in.
All right.
Your cell is better than the standard American jail cell, because fuck that.
Sure.
Welcome to the next morning. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have less of a hangover than a lot of us would have. But you still don't
feel
great.
A very hardy breed.
And,
Go ahead.
Nope. And Gatsby and Steamboat Willie, we believe you're yeah. crashing at Wealthy's place.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And Jesse, you wake up at yours. Wealthy.
Hello.
Grix never came home last night.
Oh, that's a problem. I guess I'm not going to make any bread. We need to go find him.
And then Jesse, are you trying to meet back up with the group?
Did happiness come?
Happiness did come back.
Come, yeah.
Came back really late, but came back.
Yeah. She'll, I think, yeah, Jesse will go back to the brewery or no. You know what? Wealthy and Grix live in the same, place as Jesse. So I think she'll just go over and knock on their door and be like, oh, hey, do you guys want to, like, go down to the brewery and, like, figure out what we're doing?
No, we need to find Grix. He didn't come home last night, and he disappeared at some point, and we need to go figure out where he's at.
Sorry, like, but what? How?
if we knew how, Jesse, then we would not
well,
have a problem.
Well, sorry, I don't know. I just figured everybody stayed together, or, like, maybe you would pay attention to what was happening.
Well, I was a little bit drunk. He screamed, and then he went away, and I don't know where he's at, and he didn't come home, so we're a little worried about him.
So Grix, like, screamed, and nobody, like...
He saw somebody who looked like Erisine, but it was her mother, and...
Oh, yeah, I remember her from when we were kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
In the Halloween episode. Not
yeah,
general
I know what
throwing
you're
up,
I know what you're
the dear
I was totally lost.
To the listener, these people did not all grow up together. There was just a weird Halloween episode where they became children and went trick-or-treating.
I also wondered how Jesse was over 100 years old.
She's not. She's like 24. How old is she? She's 24! I was right.
Anyway, we need to go find Grix.
Yeah, okay. Should we, like, rat him?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Jesse will...
Bartholomew!
Bartholomew's right there in his... You gave him a windowsill and he's kind of built a slowly expanding small home on it. It's a lot nicer since you got back. He has some time on his hands. Incidentally,
Jesse, like,
there's a very large bill for the retainer for his services.
Jesse, like, crawls across the floor and is like, oh, hey, how's it going? Can
he's
I
up on a window
your little
oh, wait, right. You're in a half-height building. Yeah, so...
Yes, the that's apartment why I'm crawling short. Across the floor, because I can't stand up in their apartment.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your, like, little slate?
He goes and gets his little messenger backpack and undoes it, and you get the slate.
On the slate, I write... and I don't think anyone here has ever seen Jesse's handwriting before. What I'll say is, she's literate. Hello. We are looking for you. Where are you? signed, Jesse. And then in parentheses, she'll say, also Wealthy. Also Steamboat Willie. I'm assuming Steamboat Willie went back.
Uh-huh. Steamboat Willie,
yeah, Steamboat Willie and yeah. Cool Vons are with us.
Why would Cool I would think that Cool Vons would stay at the brewery. Because there is room at the brewery.
I guess it's up to you, Adam.
Yeah, they're probably hanging out, catching up, like seeing
but where are they?
Seeing what whether something's a birthmark or a scar.
Where?
at the brewery, I would imagine. Because I suspect there's a Lucky in Cool Vons' world too.
Yeah,
and he's probably curious about how that went.
Cool. That was the main thing. So they should be like, also yes, Steamboat Willie. So. It's signed Jesse, Wealthy, and Steamboat Willie.
Okay.
And then she sends it off.
And Bartholomew scampers off. Gatsby and Prime Vons, what are you doing? You both remember that your friend didn't show up last night. Or, ran off last night, and that wasn't really resolved. Other than that, it's been an okay night. And you wake up, and it's great. But, what are you doing with your morning? Are you going to follow up about the Grix thing? Are you going to start brewing? Or?
Yeah, he's going to set up a brew, and he's probably wondering the whole time why Grix isn't there, and he probably wants to figure out, okay, so what, why are we making light beer these days? What's the deal with that? I know it's, less energy, but you could, do something better than this. And,
Lucky does explain, too, that with rationing, it's a turnaround thing. A lot of people want to drink, they can't make a lot, and speed is sort of the essence, so. They can't afford to let a vat sit for too much longer.
And Vaughn's heard everything about why the low power situations are happening and all that, right?
Yeah, you were knocked on your ass for part of it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit. Do you think there's anything that we can do? Did Purity ever come around asking for me or
No.
No? Huh. All this stuff going on and nobody comes to me for help still. not that I give it to them.
Was that a moment of introspection?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Vons feels a little bit sad that seems nobody missed him except for Lucky. Yeah. Oh, well. Checks in on his, other brewing inventories. It's probably some stuff that's been brewing too long, potions and whatnot.
three to however many months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So it looks like Lucky pulled some stuff that was in danger of being overcooked and or ruined in some other way.
Oh, that's good. It's probably mostly Featherfall and whatever else we thought we might need more of when we were heading down to the surface again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we took the portal down last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it was probably mostly
invisibility.
Oh, yeah, invisibility and maybe some water breathing.
Okay. So Vons is brewing.
Yeah, Vons checking on his brew stuff. Casually wondering where Grix is, but that guy can take care of himself.
Uh-huh. And is Gatsby just following along?
Gatsby is asking, Lucky all about what are the differences? How did all these how'd that Vons happen?
I ask myself that question a lot.
Lucky just 1,000-yard stares.
And so Lucky answers all your questions and actually seems really enthusiastic about it.
Huh.
You're taking an interest in her life.
Well, yeah. And Vons isn't used to this because he, in his universe, he's still kind of the quiet, outsider type, but this Vons.
So you quickly find out that this Vons went and lived in a hole.
Yeah.
And dropped out of contact with his family completely.
Oh, a literal hole. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep.
wow.
He did this weird thing where he'd leave Christmas presents on the porch, but he'd never talk to any of us or come in.
Oh man, does anybody know what happened?
You'd have to ask him. I'm still not sure. You got kind of paranoid and conspiracy theory, but...
Huh. Well, yeah. I mean, I've got some of those myself, but dang. I hear that this Viertels is somehow to blame for everything.
That's certainly what he thinks, yeah.
But he knows the dude?
Yeah, they met once.
And they're cool.
Apparently.
And he still hasn't put that together.
Seems that way, yeah.
Cognitive dissonance much?
I think he's like 75% cognitive dissonance by volume.
Dude needs a therapist.
Yeah.
Do they have that here?
They do. Yeah, they do. It's not as popular, feels like not quite the right word, but you know, not as commonly engaged with as 2024 United States culture, but they do definitely exist.
Maybe they don't need it as much.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear they do.
Vaughn's might just be an outlier. Well, he is also a literal outlier.
So you're also dealing with a world where you still have to go in person and, you know, there's just not as many people with the specialty, but like people still do it. I'm just saying it's not.
Can't really do it online exactly.
Yeah. So like people do it for sure, but it might not be a weekly thing or whatever.
Of course, online anything hasn't really gotten to Cool Vons yet either. So
yeah.
Yeah. It's all AOL still.
I was going to say, bulletin board would be a real slow way to do therapy.
Yeah.
They're just about to get MCR. My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
You live the dream.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you're having this conversation. If you want to keep going, we can. But otherwise, I was going to cut to something else.
Oh, no. Cut to something else. I imagine this conversation keeps going in a somewhat inane way as Cool Vons catches up on everything. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. At some point, Lucky's really excited to hear about the music in your universe versus hers.
And motor cars and electricity. I'm sure there's like a strong cultural exchange.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of all like, as you mentioned, stuff from describing, you know, what happened to this Vons or how has her life gone in a different arc or whatever, like grabbing on to stuff, talking about it.
They might even hypothesize about alternative ways that the alternate universe uses to do their things. And maybe some of that could help the current arc's situation, but. You'll let me know if anything actually sounds like a good idea, right?
I think so, yeah. If you come up with something, you know, specific, let me know. and we can see how it fits. Because you have all the right people to ask to see how viable the idea is. But yeah, there's no immediately logical hook in because you've encountered more traditional technology here and also are able to tell very much so that the Arx does not use that.
Yeah. But that said, there's like nobody besides, I guess, the Grixen that have this degree of like both world awareness and Grix would actually be, Steamboat Willie, I guess, would be a great person to talk to about alternative options for saving this place.
Yeah. And so you do discover that they don't have planes, which seems important to you.
Yeah. They just went straight to floating.
Yeah.
It's like, if the world had just stuck with dirigibles.
And there's no propellers. It's bullshit. Propellers are cool.
Oh, yeah. Dirigibles typically have propellers, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really clear how they pilot this thing.
We get it. There's a mystery there. God.
I just can't imagine how much it would bother someone from our universe. Like, in-universe, if you're just like, wait, you guys didn't... What?
You just let stuff float and smash into other stuff that floats? Jeez.
They don't seem to run into anything else, but maybe they've just gotten really lucky all these years. And now they're lower. I'm sure it's fine.
No.
So, that happens. Your morning proceeds. Grix?
Yeah.
You were moved after a while into just a jail cell.
Okay.
It's pretty comfortable.
Okay.
You get a message.
Okay.
Pierre D comes, along with Bartholomew, who's riding on his shoulder.
Hey, how's it going?
Bit better. You probably heard the arcs falling out of the sky, which, I mean, we knew, but now it's, like, actively doing that, which is a lot.
I see you got Bartholomew. I bet he sent me a message.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bartholomew pulls the, pulls the tab on his backpack. It opens. Pierre D slides the slate out, hands it to you, and it says what Jesse said earlier.
Okay. I'd like to respond.
Where are you?
Well, I'd like to respond.
Yeah, you're allowed.
Okay. I'll just say I'm in jail because of...
Because the man is persecuting me.
Gross oversight of overreach. Gross governmental overreach.
Okay.
Now being scapegoated for the inadequacies of the ARC's management.
It's really hard to fit all that onto that slate that you manage.
Oh, I go small.
Yeah. You hand it back to Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Purity just says, we'll be sending down a lawyer a little bit later.
If all you right. can
share what you know, we'd appreciate it.
Well, I'll see you later.
Purity just looks sad at you and then leaves.
So disappointed.
The rest of you get a message from Grix. You also get a message from Purity, and this is going to include the Vonzes, that basically just confirms, without going into the gross overreach part. Yeah, this is where Grix is. This is what he's been officially charged with.
What has he been officially charged? Could you just tell us what exactly says?
He's been charged with theft from a crime scene, tampering with evidence, and basically that's kind of it. But given the how important the crime scene is, it was a problem. But yeah, so you guys all get a message back. It's tampering with destruction of evidence. Purity clarifies that there can either be a large fine, or you can sit in there for like 2 or 3 weeks, depending on the judge. And if he lets them know everything he did to the best of his ability, it's not a long sentence either way, but it would probably make the judge and the institution at large feel more kindly disposed about the whole situation.
Are we allowed to go visit him?
Yes.
Hey man, how's, I mean, it's probably going pretty bad, but like, and all of this dates from before I was around. Sorry you're in jail.
Yeah.
You need anything in here?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want us to just like leave you alone?
Yeah, that's best.
Okay. Okay, cool. Sorry, okay, man.
We're sorry, man. We'll find you a new lawyer.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, we're proud of you, dude. Later.
Okay.
Dude needs a new lawyer.
I feel like we should just stay out of it.
I mean, so long as, like, yeah, this is, like, isolated.
I think we, like, go away and then we talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
We're talking about this on the other side of the stone wall where he can't hear us. But
well, you guys, like, leave the jail area. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's now in just bars.
Yeah, I just think we should, like, leave him alone. It's, like, he just seems like he wants to deal with it on his own, and I don't know. I don't really get the... I'm gonna be honest, I'm, like, not totally sure, like, what he did that was so bad, but, like, also, I don't know. They seem to think it's pretty bad, so, like...
Yeah, I'm not clear on what message he's sending either, but hey, he's got one.
Yeah. I mean, like, I wasn't there, so, like, I'll do, like, whatever.
Yeah.
He
seems cool with it.
I mean, he doesn't seem cool with it, to me.
No, he doesn't seem cool at all. He just seems really pissed right now. Which, yeah. I don't blame him, but he just seems really pissed.
Like, oh, yeah, totally.
You know what? Maybe we check on him in the morning. Maybe he'll feel different tomorrow.
I feel like I've never seen him have a different feeling.
He's not always pissed.
No, but like he's always has the same opinion.
Yeah, he doesn't change opinions much.
He doesn't change opinions. That's what I mean.
I mean, he's in there for stealing conspiracy stuff, right? So, yeah, he should, stick it out. And then,
should we like, speaking of the conspiracy, should we, like, introduce, like, Frymeath to Frymeath, or what?
I still think the universe will implode, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vons just wanders off and pretends he didn't hear it.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so next step is introducing Frymeath to Frymeath?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to introduce him.
Okay.
And you have to talk to yourself.
Yeah.
At least a little.
No, they're stoic. They'll just nod at each other.
Yeah.
It'll be like Ron Swanson and Ron.
As an aside, as you guys finish up having your conversation about what to do about Grix, there's a quiet throat clearing, you know, from just outside the group, and Purity's there.
Oh, hey.
Purity!
Hi, how's it going? She looks really, really, really tired. Even more so than she did back when you met her. Which...
I'm like, has she ever not looked tired?
She looks worse.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? You look terrible.
Oh, Wealthy, I've missed you.
Even Jesse just like stares at Wealthy like...
Jesus.
She's like, fucking said what?
Don't worry. Don't worry, I know. Thanks, I guess.
I still think you're like super pretty and nice.
I'm not saying she's like... Okay.
Jesse just like glances at Wealthy like, I guess I'm going to have to teach her the fundamentals of talking to people.
Oh boy.
Because Jesse is the kind of person who had to learn the rules.
Yeah.
And now she knows the rules.
I'm a terrible person.
No, I didn't do it.
You're not a terrible person. I just
blurted it out. Just I'm still a little bit drunk.
You're not a bad person. You just have no filter.
Apparently not. Anyway, I didn't mean terrible. I mean, you look tired and you... Is there anything we could do to help?
Probably. I just wanted to let you know that, well, Iron Fur is the one who brought him in, and Iron Fur is really pissed about the whole situation, which I'm sure is greatly helping his impression of the Ark's government, but...
Should we, like, do anything to Iron Fur to make him not hate Grix as much?
I'll probably get him to cool down eventually. I think he just needed to say his piece.
Okay.
It's one of those things where the indirect consequences of something are really bad, even if the thing wasn't bad.
Yeah. Well...
Or that bad.
Fair.
So I don't know. I'm just letting you know that, like, the fine isn't much. If you can afford it, I would just pay it. But I also understand if Grix wants to stick it out.
We're just, like, leaving it up to him because, like, it's kind of none of our business.
Well, it's kind of our business, but he does seem pissy, and if we let him out, if we pay the fine but and like, let him out, then he's going to be really pissed.
But, like, it didn't have anything to do with anything that happened when any of us were around, so it doesn't actually have anything to do with us.
But we were involved in the battle that he...
That's not important, though. Like, we just didn't have anything to do with it.
This is probably true, but he's our friend. It was an issue that it's very hard to watch him sit in jail like that.
I mean, he can pay the fine, like, that's clearly, depending on, like, who the judge is or whatever, like they said.
Now, knowing Grix at this point, the way he was acting, he's probably going to say no and spend the rest of his life in jail.
It was, like, 2 weeks. They said it's, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, but he's gonna end up...
Yeah, we can't actually keep you in jail for saying no over and over again.
You get some hillbilly judge. I mean,
if he, like, kills a guy in jail, then yeah, but, like, I don't think he's gonna do that.
Probably not. I just don't want to see him in jail. It bothers me.
I'm sorry.
We'll let him stay. We'll let him stay.
Okay.
Yeah, they take care of him there.
Like, it's clear it's up to him.
Yeah, and the jail conditions are fine. Like...
Yeah.
Fine.
It's not the deep, dark dungeon from medieval fantasy. It's...
Yeah, it looks better than on television.
I was gonna say, it's probably better than an American jail cell.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But she just goes... Because
we're talking about us.
I'd say, just, I don't know. I realize you probably won't be able to convince him to help us, but... You can keep me even loosely apprised of what you're doing to help, that would be good. Because there's a lot of things happening right now. And if we
Will we fill her in on what we did on the ground?
Oh, shit.
And she could fill us in on what's going on here.
I mean, if she wants to.
She yeah, could.
She could.
But why don't we pick up there next time?
That sounds that good. Makes
sense. There we go.
All right. Good game, everybody. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Wit is wildly confused because he just learned that we have an IMDb page that lists all of our episodes as individual pages.
Huh.
The fuck? Hold on.
That must be scraped from something.
Yeah.
There's a bot.
There's 168 pages of IMDb for us.
Finally, we've made it.
That we can claim and fill in. Anyway, sorry, anyway.
Yeah. It's season two. Welcome to everyone who, has joined us.
The fuck is this shit?
Was that about the concept of a season two or the IMDb page?
It can be both.
It's the IMDb.
I'd rather it wasn't.
I just don't understand why we're on there. That's weird.
Something scraped us. We're in enough places. I'm not surprised we got scraped.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right, okay,
that's
I'm gonna start this over. Please, everyone who's looking at IMDb, stop now.
Seconded.
Well, it's not going to get better. You're only going to keep having reactions.
It's not like there's anything there. It's just weird. I'm sorry. It's just weird.
Totally.
I'll have to show my mom and my sister that.
Totally. Okay.